When city cops responded to a Cathcart Street call about an unwanted person with a weapon in April 2023, they didn't find a firearm. The man wasn't there, and had left the area when the officers arrived, but they soon caught up with Paul Quinnell at a nearby Blucher Street home. Again, no sign of a gun, but they did locate 86 grams of fentanyl, which had a street value of $34,000, when they searched him. Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty to possession of the deadly drug for the purpose of trafficking and breaching probation stemming from the April 13, 2023 incident. On Tuesday, Quinnell, 32, was sentenced to a 4-year prison term, a penalty jointly recommended by the Crown and defense. Federal prosecutor Joe Chapman and defense lawyer Eric McCooey also agreed his client should get credit for the time he spent in pre-sentence custody. When he imposed the sentence, Superior Court Justice Edward Garreau described it as appropriate and in the range. Quinnell had pleaded guilty, a sign of remorse, and he accepted responsibility for his actions, the judge said, noting there had been triable charter issues. He also has a significant 4-page criminal record and was found with 86 grams of fentanyl. Garreau gave him the standard enhanced credit of 1.5 days for each day he's been in jail since his arrest, leaving him with a further 480 days behind bars. He recommended that Quinnell serve this time at the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center to participate in the facility's drug treatment programs. McCooey had also asked the judge to consider a further credit for the harsh conditions Quinnell experienced while in custody in the remand center. For prolonged periods, Quinnell was triple bunked in a 2-person cell during times when almost every week where there were lockdowns, the defense said. If the court considered this mitigating factor, it would shave a further 6 months off his remaining time. The Crown had argued no further reduction was required. Garreau denied the defense's request, concluding the conditions weren't desirable, but were not harsh, punitive, nor exceptional. There was no evidence of any adverse effect on the offender.